I turned off and Mom said, no, wait, turn it back on, okay?
I have the smartphone.
So you don't need a Luke, do you? No.
No. And I want that bed for the... Chewbacca.
And a Princess Leia.
Yeah, because I lost them guns.
Okay.
And get me Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
And action powder.
Mm-hmm.
And many of that that opens up.
Okay.
And Darth Vader spaceship.
Mm-hmm. Do you need new Darth Vader too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And last troopers and
Those are monsters. Okay.
Those are monsters.
Okay. Those are monsters. Mr. Rossi thought Marcy go to bed first, and he said, no. And I said, why? She was like, because I like him to stay up. And he said, can he stay up? Okay, that's a good question.
What?
Well, give me a good reason why he should stay up.
Because, he's very polite.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get
those are good reasons. Those are really good reasons. I think we'll let him stay up.
Jump
Rayno.
And jump.
Come on, you polite little boy who's getting exercise. Did you say he's a polite little boy who's getting
exercise? No, I want him to be a polite little girl, and I'll be a big polite little girl.
Okay.
Big girl.
Okay. And what will you do?
And I'll teach him to jump like you to this.
Uh-huh. All the way over there. Uh-huh. Okay. And do you think that he'll be a good
A
good little sibling?
No, let's play girl and girl around like we did
yesterday.
Get ready. For the party at yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Okay, so you're going to be the big sister?
Yeah, I'm going to be the little sister.
He'll be the little brother then.
No, I want him to be the little sister, and I'll be the big sister.
Okay, at first. Then you'll be the little sister, and he'll be the big sister.
Okay.
Okay. Little sister's going to jump. Come on, little sister. Jump.
Why do you put my belt on me?
No, first, okay, now listen, little sister, big sister, you have to put all those toys back in the box first. Everybody put the toys back in the box.
No, I bought books from my mommy.
It doesn't matter. Put them all in the box so you can do some jumping.
No, I want to jump on them, you know why?
What? You can't climb up to that table.
No, because I'm trying
to... Okay.
When I jump here.
No, it's not good. It's not good. Okay, it's not good because the little sister doesn't do well. Now, put all the toys in the box, right?
No.
I'm somewhat little sister. Yeah. Then a little later, they were putting books back in the room. I tried to put one of Ross's books over in the other drawer and said this, or I wanted to put it in the farther away drawer, and right near the drawer that Ross was jumping off of. And he said, this, of course, goes in here, right? Which book was that, Ross? Do you remember?
It was one of your
school reading books.
Yeah.
School book?
Yeah.
Where you learned to read.
Right.
Right. Right. You draw. You draw on it, right? And you learn the words. Come on, ready, set, jump.
So jump. Go on the other boat, sister. And
you jump over here. You jump over here, Mark.
Jumbariano.
Jumbariano.
Get
going, little sisters.
No, I'm the big sister and she's the little sister.
She's the little sister.
She's the little sister and I'm the little sister.
Yes. And isn't she got a cute little face?
Yeah.
You have a cute little face, don't you?
No, I don't.
No?
No, but you know
why?
Because I'm so big.
You're so big. Well, that's very nice. You think the people that are very big don't have cute little faces? Really? Mommy's very big and she has a very cute face.
You don't.
No, I'm very big and I don't have a cute face at all. I'm very ugly.
I'm very ugly too.
No, you're not ugly. You're cute.
I want to be ugly.
Go on, Mark. Let's go. Jump around. Ready, set.
No.
No?
No, go.
Why not?
I'm not go.
Why not go, Mark?
I'm not go. Ready, okay.
Set,
go.
Go. Oh, jump around, though. Jump around, though. Oh, he's good. She's good. She's a good little sister. Okay, now big sister's turn.
I'm going to be the big sister.
Okay, little sister, do your cute little jumping. Now, big sister, come on, big sister, do your big jump. Come on, big sister. Ooh, what a big, strong sister.
Mary told Ross not to play with my mustache comb, and Ross said, if Daddy sees it, then what? What do you think will happen?
He won't get mad.
He won't?
No.
Maybe he would. Perhaps he will get very mad.
He uses the word magic quite regularly. I asked him where his ball was, and he said, I magicked my ball away.
I gave Marky the big package of grapes and gave Ross a few out of the big basket. And Ross said, why does a little boy get a big package of grapes? I said, because he makes a mess and he has to have it there. And then he says, when does the big boy get the big package? What'd you say, Ross?
Why doesn't he get the big boy?
Oh, why doesn't, that's right, you got to say, why doesn't the big boy? Because there's only one, honey.
Yeah.
There's only one package.
He's boy afraid.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. What's the real reason?
The big boy doesn't get any packages is because he doesn't make a mess with the grapes.
Right, and only the little boy makes a mess.
No, I don't think.
Because,
He's little
and doesn't know how to eat.
It's called a messy eater.
It's called a messy little boy. Little boys make a mess. Little big boys don't make a mess, do they?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because
they're neat. And clean. They're neat and clean.
I want some more grapes.
Ross said,
apple
I want juice. Some. And Mary said, of what? He said, of the orange juice.
Please.
Or of what? Of some more. He said, what?
I want some more apple juice.
Mommy, I want her. You mean Minnie Mouse? No, not Minnie Mouse. Oh, Minerva Mouse. Yeah, Minerva Mouse. And do you know how we would do it? No, how? We would believe. That was, let's see.
Mommy?
September 6th. Yes, Ross. Yeah?
Little mouses don't get mad.
They don't?
No.
Show me a mad mouse.
She can't get mad and she can't get mad.
Why not?
Because only little mouses don't get mad. They don't. Just big people, not little mouses.
Oh. Are little mouses happy all the time?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll get a happy mouse then.
A happy.
Yeah.
I want her know how we were going to get her.
How? How we were going to get her?
We would believe in her.
We would?
Mm. And culture.
Yeah, let's believe in her.
Not in him, because he's going away from her.
Not in him because he's going away from her? And that's why we shouldn't believe in him?
No.
I told Russ to go out and tell Marky not to do something, he said, with my blanket. And then he said, if I go out in the hallway with my blanket, then they will get mad at me, so I shouldn't do that.
Oh.
Russ said, do you have a place where you put your little bag that you carry your cards in? You mean you carry it like this on here? This is having to do with these little cards that he saw. Actually, they were pictures. Russ asked, Daddy? We were talking about Mickey Mouse and Minerva Rodin a little earlier. And then he came in from the other room and said, Daddy, how could I take Minerva Mouse to the airport with me, Daddy? And I said, why do you want to take her? He said, because I like her. You can take her in your hands, honey. You put it in your book bag. And you can have a bag of toys that you get on the airplane with, okay?
Yeah, she's a girl in my hand.
Yes, exactly. Marky has to pee. Come on, Marky. Right here, Marky. Marky, come here, tell the tape recorder. Okay, go ahead.
If my shoes get too wet, it won't matter because they're soft and when I wear them, my feet won't get hurt and they won't get wet and my socks won't. And, that water will go through the holes and in back to the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go to Pittsburgh after that.
Mm-hmm.
And we will learn a language at Pittsburgh. Right?
What's the name of that language?
We will learn Hungarian from Pittsburgh.
Hungarian from Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sounds good.
And we will say apple.
Mm-hmm.
And we will say Dutch.
Dutch? Uh-huh. And Gareida?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we will say Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And we will say... Then after that we're gonna go back to Denver. We'll get Casey and bring her to Pittsburgh and live there with her ever after and happily ever after.
Good. I said, work without your pants on, without your undies on, and I'll do that the same as you. Honey, what are you gonna do, naked little bird?
No.
What are you gonna do? No, I'm not gonna. Ross said that he had gone. I said, Ross had gone peeping. He said, yeah, and I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, I saw myself, right?
Hmm, go peep.
Uh-huh, I saw myself go peep. And then?
Come out with the light on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to turn the light off.
No. And then we went out there to check, see if he'd really done it. He said, see, I went pee-pee. Right? In other words, see, I went in there, or something like that, trying to argue he had, even though, yeah.
I went pee-pee.
How do I know?
No, I went pee-pee before.
Oh, no, I said, see, the pee-pee isn't coming. That was it. That was the proof that he had gone before. That was it, yeah. Ross was shooting at the sky, and he said, looked at him, and he said, shoot the first part of the castle, that part where you don't work. And it was the part of the castle right nearby, right?
Yeah, why don't you work there?
I work on the other part. Why not?
Why doesn't that tell you faster?
Closer it would be easier, wouldn't it? Yeah. I don't know.
Ross is playing with his toys, and he's got one of the figures dive bombing, and he said, here is he. No, he isn't here.
Ross spent the day today with Shelley Berman, Ruth Berman's kid. By the way, today is the 10th, and she says yes to a lot of different questions. And Ross picks this up and starts saying yes to everything and saying, really being real responsive, Jewish. And then the other thing he did was he told Marky that the book, the Hulk book, was written in Dutch. He said, Marky, this is written in Dutch. They were talking about the Hulk book. And then he wanted to see if I had enough money. He wanted to know if I had enough money to buy him a Hulk book. And I said, no, I don't have very much money, Ross. And he said, let me see your wallet. See, it was, I can prove, find out whether or not you have enough money to buy my Hulk book by looking in your wallet, and then I'll tell you whether you have enough. And then a little later, he said, Daddy, you speak a lot of Dutch, right? And I said, well, no, not too much. I mostly read German. He said, yes, you speak a lot of Dutch. You know why? Because you spent a long time working here. So Ross, this day is the 11th of September, Ross has learned how to pout in order to get his way. This is something he's been learning over the last month. And today his pout got rather elaborate. He said, I wish that you would all go to your room. I said, what did you say? What did you say? I want you to go to the other room and eat or something like that. This is he doesn't really care so much about us getting out of here. He just wants to pout and show that he's gotten this stuff where I'm feeling sad. He says about my heart is, last night he said, but my heart is going to break out. This was because he had not gone to sleep, and I think that I had gotten mad at him because he hasn't gone to sleep. Finally, I had ended up spanking him. So this is a new behavior, right? Isn't it, Mom? No? Okay, so now Mary thinks that the better way of interpreting Ross's request for us to go was simply that he would like us to go, that he really wanted to be in peace because we were bothering him too much. Now this is an interesting question because it shows that the early emergences of these reception frames are going to be difficult to detect in children. Okay? And in fact, parents and children will negotiate regarding what the children exactly might mean when he's doing this. Or the parent will wonder whether the child is doing such and such. Now, Ross, what were you doing when you asked me to go? Did you want me to go because you didn't want you because I was bothering you?
Yeah.
Yes. Or did you want me to go so that you could get more love? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You said that. Okay. Now, in the first place, you said, "Get me the Spider-Man book." And what did Daddy say?
No.
No, and what was the, why did he say that it was wrong?
Because we made a
deal.
A deal.
Uh-huh. What was the deal? Do you remember it?
Yes.
Yeah, let's hear it.
We get that one, and we don't ask for any more of those.
Any more Spider-Man, right? Or any more Tarzan, or any more comic books at all until we get home. Okay.
At Pittsburgh,
you can ask for some more, right?
No.
Oh, I said that he just wasn't going to ask for any more toys. I was going to be the last toy. This is the deal. This is the last toy he gets until he gets to Pittsburgh.
Okay, but I don't.
Oh, and then we don't. No, we're not going to buy. We're going. Well, that's another deal. Now, Mommy has another deal. But let's just stick to the deal I made with you. Okay. Now, and so what did you do? You asked for Spider-Man, and what did Daddy do?
He said no.
And what did he do?
Mm-hmm.
Go
that way.
He threw that way. Okay. And then what?
And then I cried.
Tell me the whole story.
I didn't.
And then what else? And then he stopped crying.
Yeah.
And came back in here.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Okay, but didn't you ask me to? You wanted to eat alone, didn't you?
Yes.
Why did you want to eat alone?
Because I don't want anybody.
Because people were. What were people doing?
They're making me so I can't see the rat and Spider-Man.
But you're not going to get your Spider-Man, are you?
No.
What was the deal? What was the deal? Because of the deal. What was the deal?
Because they were too scared.
They were too scared, but what was the deal? No, what was the deal?
Because
we only get...
No, we come messed up.
No, Ross, you're getting it all messed up.
We got...
Okay, Mary thinks now Ross is trying to negotiate me around to get another Spider-Man.
He's lost interest in the story.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him.
Yeah.
And
now he's negotiating.
What is he trying to, what is he gonna get? What is he gonna get?
He's gonna start lining up. He's gonna tell you what he's got.
Yeah.
And
okay, let's let him do it. Now tell me the story.
And I have great pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And Cherry Bonnell stuff.
Yep.
And Snoopy come home.
Yep.
And
my
other cousin too.
Yeah.
I'm a Chad Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Linus come home.
Snoopy come home.
No. Linus come home because they always say Snoopy come home and it's warm. And I say and it's cold. Linus come home.
Okay.
And I have but we never bought that one. But I think we won't do that. But at Dungeon we won't.
We didn't.
No. Yeah. Why don't we buy any comic books at Denver?
No.
Oh, because you were too young.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
okay, is that the end of the story?
No, and I have that.
Yep.
Yeah. And I have these. And I have those.
I went. You and your dog are going to spend the rest of your life.